Orson Welles as the Third Man. The Lives of Harry Lime. The fabulous stories of the immortal character originally created in the motion picture The Third Man, with zither music by Anton Kara.
The hyacinth is a flower. A rum swizzle is a drink. And the Panama Canal, let's face it, is a ditch. This story begins with a drink and ends with a flower. There are also a couple of very cute babes involved in the proceedings. They're mainly for decoration. However, basically, this is a tale about what almost happened to the ditch. So hold on tight, my children. Your Uncle Harry is taking you for a nice ride on his magic carpet. Despite wartime improvements and sanitation, an air of fetid decay hangs heavy over this whole area. On this particular trip, the air is even more than normally loaded with danger and tension. Why? We wonder. I decide to lay over for a night in Cristobal. Find me an air-cooled hotel, I take me a shower, and then off to a bar for one of those rum swizzles. Let's pick the most popular of all the hot spots in town while we're about it. A bistro with the charming name of Tomain Joe's. Okay, we're in Tomain Joe's now. The air is hot, sticky, and pulsing with a majority of the baser of the human emotion. But since I need something tall, cool, with an emphatic flavor of rum, I take my life in my hands and push my way up to the bar.
Well, how's a little flower tonight?
May I get two, please?
Little flower, is it? Let's see how you like a blossom when you're
like that, Bob.
Gee, mister, I never meant to slug.
Oh, that's all right.
This is for my town here. You are all right, sir.
Well, let me count my teeth first.
You won't report it to the MPs, will you, mister? I never meant to touch it.
I'd be the last one to report anything, Sergeant.
Well, the least I can do is fight your drink. They say one of Joe's zombies will kill you or cure you.
Well, really, I just say...
Come on, let's have a seat. Hey, look, there's somebody leaving the table. Quick!
Well, but you don't need to feel obliged, Mr.
Chairman. Ah, we made it.
Doc, here.
It's the right time. What do you have?
Well, make it a rum swizzle, Sergeant.
Hey, Joe! Yeah? A rum swizzle for me friend here. Tap out another beer for me.
Come on, Joe!
Now we can chin it, see. What's your tag, pal?
My name? Well, it's,
Hey, I'm Tiger Dolan. You ever heard of me 2 or 3 years back?
Dolan, I don't believe that
Tiger... Most promising young middleweight in the fight game. That's what they call me. What'd you say your tag was?
Harry Lime.
You know, you got a pretty good jaw yourself. Of course, that punch I tossed in your direction didn't show half what I could do.
I'm glad of that, old man.
Here's your pie, again.
Thanks, Joe. Here you are.
Allow me. After all, I should do something before we come.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Here's looking at you.
Yes.
You know, Tiger,
you'd better do something about that red hair of yours.
What do you mean?
I guess you're going to do much trouble.
I get it. I used to keep my fighting for the ring, Harry. But this hero shoved me into the hyacinth patrol.
Who shoved you into what?
The hyacinth patrol. Hero was the lot sitting over at that corner table with my girl Lola.
Lola? Lola. It's like looking into the face of the jungle itself. Okay, Lola. She was lush, magnificent, and sweeping. Her eyes were insolent, her mouth voluptuous, with curving and cruel. Her hair the dark red of aging blood. You see what I mean? She met my gaze, slowly smiled, and then...
Hey, Harry, ain't you listening to
me? Yes.
I was doing all right with Lola until Nugent moved in. That guy's followed me up ever since boot camp, Harry.
How do you mean?
Boss Nugent's his name. Thinks he's a boxer. He likes to throw his fists around in military school, I guess. I beat the tar out of him in a camp out once. He's hated me ever since.
Tell me, does Lola work here at Tulane Joe's?
No, I just drops in now and then.
Oh.
I almost busted with joy when they transferred me to Panama. Studied, worked like mad. Looked like I was going to make one of the gun crews. Then Lieutenant Nugent was transferred here. To my outfit. He just hailed me to the Hyacinth Patrol.
Old man, just what is this Hyacinth Patrol that raises your gourd?
It's a stinking flower to tail, that's what it is. Clearing water hyacinths out of the channel so they won't foul up ships that breed malarial mosquitoes.
Just for the moment, old man, let's forget the lieutenant and concentrate on beauteous Lola. Hmm?
She's no better than him.
Old man, your hyacinth's happy. In Lola, I detect a vast improvement over your lieutenant, or indeed almost anyone else. I smiled at Lola. She returned the courtesy with interest. Lieutenant Nugent caught our pleasant little interchange and frowned.
Oh, what's the matter, Lola? Am I boring you?
Why? What do you mean, Ross Gatlin?
Isn't one man at a time enough, or do you constantly play the field?
Oh.
Who's the man with Dolan?
Why, I don't know.
Is that why you smiled at him?
Really, Ross, if I hadn't smiled at you when I was a tiger one night, we might never have met.
Ah, oh, yes, we would. You'd seen to that.
I don't have to sit here and put up with that.
I sit here and like it. Joe. Oh, Joe.
Yeah?
Come over here.
What are you going to do?
Wait and see.
Yeah, Lieutenant. Anything wrong?
Yes, something's wrong. See that red-headed sergeant sitting over there with that other fella?
Tiger? Sure.
Throw him out.
Oh.
Well, I don't know, Lieutenant. They've been behaving lumberly.
You want your place listed as out of bounds?
No, no, sir. No, only I...
Throw him out. They've been annoying the lady.
Ah, here comes Joe. You ready for a refill,
Harry? Not just at the moment, Tiger, old man. This swiggle is swiggling very nicely. What about you?
I never turned down a small beer. Helps draw a darn hyacinth.
I'm very sorry,
gentlemen. I'm the one that's sorry, Joe. Look, fresh out of beer. Bustle me up another one.
No, I must ask you to leave.
What's that?
You're disturbing the peace, and
we're disturbing the what?
They've been complaints, Tiger. And
about us? From who?
The lieutenant there, over there.
Yes, friend Nugent.
That's all, brother.
Hold on there, Sergeant. Hold on, you're getting out.
In my own good time, pal. First, I'm going to have a word with the lieutenant.
Now, just wait a minute. Now.
Come on, boys.
Take your hands off of me.
Oh, you want to leave the hard way, eh?
Three hours and eight bars later, I was ready to call it a night. By now, Tiger Dolan and I were bosom buddies, and we'd arranged to meet on the morrow, being Sunday. Looking forward to a shower and peaceful slumber, I let myself into my room, switched on the light and electric fan.
Wow.
It isn't very nice to keep in lady waiting, Mr. Lyons.
Especially as the lady is known as Lola. Oh, where's the lieutenant? Hiding under the bed?
Now, you're not very nice.
What? Am I supposed to be flattered that you not only learned my name, but also went into my room?
You want me to go?
If you don't mind, old girl, you're Danger with a capital D, and I'm Tired with a capital T.
But you do forgive me.
For being dangerous? That, among other things. And now, good night, Lola. Hmm?
Well, if you want it that way, want to see me tomorrow?
Silly girl, why bother me with unnecessary questions? Where?
At my place. 23 Delano. When?
Darkish, about 8.
Okay, Harry. Good night.
Night, Lola.
I'll be waiting, Harry.
Lola!
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank
Harry,
you,
what are you doing here?
Well, we'll take that up in due time, Sergeant. Come on in. I don't intend to be thrown out of this place.
I'm asking you, Lyon, what's she doing here?
Well, I found her waiting when I came in.
Why?
Well, that I wouldn't know. Now, what's your problem?
I don't know as if I want to tell you now.
Now, come on, Tiger. We're buddies, remember?
I thought we were. The minute I turned my back, you're after my girl.
Oh, she came after me, but Louis the Louse was ahead of me. Don't forget that, Tiger boy.
Yeah, Nugent. That's why I came here, Harry.
Can't we forget the lieutenant just for tonight?
No, look, I heard something about him. Something I never believed even he'd be low enough to do. Well, you got to listen, Harry. This is important. I think Nugent is working for the enemy.
Yes. Better go on the wagon tomorrow, old boy. No more small beers for you.
Look, I'm not kidding. A friend of mine just told me. She came into town from the swamps to tell me.
She? I thought you were grieving over Lola. Why, Tiger boy, you rat.
Will you listen? Rita lives near the old French Channel. She's seen our spit and polish lieutenant going to old Jibber's cabin. How do you like that?
Not too well. Tell me about it tomorrow, Tiger.
Tomorrow's too late. That's why I'm telling you now. I want you to go out there with me first thing in the morning.
To the swamp? My dear old Tiger, why the swamp?
To meet a shot.
She'll tell you the whole story.
Rita? But why me? The Nugent is an enemy agent, which I strongly doubt, Tiger Boy. Shouldn't the facts be delivered to the proper authorities?
I've got
to
get proof before moving in. Don't you see, pal? If I'm a reported hero, and the story should be phony, well, you could throw the book at me. You've got to come with me.
If I say yes, old man, will you leave me alone now? I want to go to bed.
Until 6 a.m.
Okay, 6 a.m. Okay, Tiger Boy, I'll go to the swamps with you and listen to Chloe.
Her name is Rita.
Chloe Rita. It's still there, 6 a.m. Hold on, Tiger. What if Nugent should be an enemy agent?
That would be enough to our next, Harry. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a couple of medals on our chest.
No bullets in our gizzards. Get out of here, Tiger Boy. I've got an appointment with Lola.
How's that?
In my dreams, Tiger. After all, a man can dream, can't he? That is, if he can ever get to sleep.
Orson Welles returns in just a moment as the third man. The third man continues with the Hyacinth Patrol.
Me, I've never been partial to swamps. Swamps are damp, dismal, swampy sort of places with all sorts of nasty and poisonous things flying about and slithering around. This particular swamp was no exception. In the dingy hours of dawn, Tiger laboriously rode us through something that was half mud, half goo. Yeah, except for those cursed water hazards.
That's Rita now. She is coming. Just around his next bend, Harry, we'll be there.
If your friend has it coming, it follows that everybody else in the neighborhood has, isn't it? Such a place as this somewhat public for enemy agents?
Tiger Boy. Don't believe me, do you?
I'm humoring you for the sake of our old friendship, Tiger Boy.
Now, wouldn't you be surprised if the story was true? Then I couldn't think of a better way of getting back a hero. That'd be a payoff to end all payoffs.
Speaking of payoffs, old man, there's one dead ahead. Standing on that small dock. It was Rita. Miss Lola had been all jungle. This small, dark Panamanian girl with glowing black eyes and fawn-like grace was whatever loveliness that a dawn in the swamplands could ever hold. She had the quality of, well, how shall I say it, of just being hatched from some magical prehistoric egg, blossoming from an age of ooze and monsters into a new young world. To put it succinctly, Rita was quite some tamale.
Here's your friend, Tiger.
You bet, Rita. True blue all the way.
Come this way, please. Well, no one can see
us. She led us up a path that oozed under my feet and into the shack. It was bare, spotlessly clean, and alone. But on a wooden table in a milk jar, Hyacinth bloomed.
I do not go to Christopher often, Mr. Lyons. Only to meet Tiger now. He buys me ice cream. We go to his cinema.
Oh, it's quite a change of pace for our boy.
I do not understand.
Oh, it's unimportant, Rita. Go on, go on.
Before I met Tiger, I might never have noticed an officer like Lieutenant Nugent. Or I should say, I would not have noticed anything strange about his visits to Gibbons. I would never
have
thought anything about them, one way or another.
Then there's this gibber.
Yes,
he has lived in this swamp as long as I can remember. I grew up knowing that gibber was not quite right in the head. What a saying here, Mr. Lyon. Such people like gibber have too much swamp water in their bodies. It reaches their brain to be fired.
Well, there are more liquids than swamp water that are bad for the brain, honey.
See, usually, such people are kind, like children, but gibber never was. He was always alone. Never had a friend. Not even a dog. Until Lieutenant Nugent.
You see, Harry, didn't I tell you?
Yeah, even so, this strange friendship doesn't necessarily prove there's anything dirty afoot, Tiger. Maybe Nugent has hidden qualities. Maybe he's befriended this old man out of the kindness of his heart.
You believe that?
No, I'm afraid I don't. How long does Nugent usually remain at Gibbet's?
Well, I'm here for 2 hours.
Does he have to roll there, too?
No, Gibbet's cabin is landlocked. You can walk there in half an hour. I first see the lieutenant when I'm looking for watercress. Next time I hide and watch, because I know Tiger doesn't like me.
Well, what do you think, Harry?
Much as I hate to say it, I think we ought to visit this Gibber individual, Tiger Boy.
No?
Good heavens, no. These things are done by easy stages. As for our next move, into the boat, pick up the oars, my heart, and row. Row me back to civilization. So the story was true. Most it looked that way. Certainly Nugent's visits to an obscure swamp half-wit were pretty suspicious. I went to 23 Villano that evening for my rendezvous with Lola to ask a few questions. As I stepped up on the porch, happened to glance into the bamboo screen.
I'm warning you, Lola, quit nagging me.
Nagging you? That is a laugh. The way you talk to me, you think I was your wife. Just because I asked a simple question.
None of your business where I'm going tonight. Does that answer it?
Definitely. You're going up to what the old friend channel again to see your pal, Gibber.
Shut up.
But you're not only seeing Gibber, are you? Any old time Russ Nugent would waste his time in a swamp with an old man when there is a pretty girl nearby. Don't try to fool me, lover boy. You're just as interested in that Rita girl as you are in Gibber. Stay away from her. I must tell what I know and...
One word from you about my visit to Gibber's cabin and
I... No, Russ. I won't say anything. I promise. I only said I would because I'm so crazy jealous of you. Believe me, darling. Please believe me.
Somehow, one sensed a deal in the making. But before going out to the business, I picked up my automatic at the hotel and started the old French channel. I'd gotten any directions on how to reach Gibber's cabin. I made the mistake of using Rita's cabin as a landmark. I thought I saw her flitting in the shadows as I passed near the place, and a familiar voice sounded.
Is that you, Harry?
Yes. Tiger Boy, it's me.
What are you doing up here?
It is Los Angeles, senor. For instance, wandering this
one
that night. You're not
that
lost.
Yeah, I knew where I was going, Rita. As a matter of fact, I was going to Gibber's.
Gibber's?
Yes.
Without me?
Well, I thought his best Tiger Boy might not be good for you to get involved. I haven't anything to lose.
You think I have? I wouldn't miss out on being in this kill for anything.
I come to you?
No, Rita. You stay here and keep the swamp fires burning till we get back.
And if we don't come back in 2 hours, you know what to do, baby.
Tiger, I do not deserve me.
What's all this?
Well, just in case of trouble, Harry. Not that I'm expecting any, but just in case. I still can't figure out why you was coming here alone, Harry.
Oh, Tiger.
If I hadn't visited Rita tonight, you could have got yourself into trouble.
Don't concern yourself about me, Tiger.
Gibber. Yeah, who are you?
We're friends, Gibber. We've come to talk to you.
Oh, nice day for talking, friends. Too many spirits about. You come back after sunup, then I'll talk to you.
No, we want to talk now, Gibber.
We won't take much of your time, Gibber.
time don't mean nothing to me, friend. Days come and go and get swallowed up by the night.
All right, Gibber. You can bring him in now.
Nugent! Come on! Get in,
friend! Huh. Tiger Boy. It appears that the hunters have walked into their own trap.
I can get that. I'll keep them covered.
Okay. Hold on, you two.
You won't get away with it, Nugent.
I seem to be doing all right, though. Tiger gave us the usual beat-up cliche. The circumstances, Lieutenant, we must forgive him. His mind is somewhat limited.
Huh?
You know how they lie.
Hmm.
I've made it my business to learn your background.
You should know I might prove helpful to you.
You gone nuts!
You don't know who you're tied up with, Dolan. Lime has more crimes to his credit than I'll ever have.
Well, they all pale beside your hidden profession, Nugent, old boy. You're in a position to serve your adopted country very well, aren't you?
I think so.
Let me get at the gun.
Don't make a move, Dolan.
I've got that gun, Lieutenant.
Very well. Bring him inside the shack. Light the candle.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Well, this is cozy.
Of all the guys in the world, I have to ask for help. It's got to be you.
Oh, usual luck.
So, you suspected me all along.
Yes,
you're a rat.
Tiger gave me the lead, Lieutenant. I intended coming here alone tonight. I had something I wanted to talk to you about.
Now, about my proposition.
It won't work, Lyme. I beg your pardon?
I said it won't work. I don't need you. You'd be dangerous. You and Dolan will be liquidated tonight.
Well, in my case, at least, isn't that a bit drastic?
Not at all. But knowing as much as you do, you'd be interested in this.
Hey, a secret room. Fine, a phony wall.
Complete with telegraphic equipment and operator. All very cloak and dagger.
All very efficient, Lyon. At the moment, the operator is sending a message to our carrier, miles out at sea, alerting the robot planes to bomb the Gatton Dam.
Gatton?
Tonight.
Oh, at least our visit was timely.
But it'll be your last visit anyplace.
Never mind the comments, Skipper. They'll get the weights ready for our inquisitive friends here.
You promised that tongue, that'll jam up the whole canal.
Exactly. Get going, Gibber.
Yes,
sir. What are your plans for us, Lieutenant?
Dolan is on the hyacinth patrol.
Oh, you?
I thought I'd drop you and him into the channel so you could observe their route formations at close range.
The old line lock was definitely running out. Definitely. The two-hour limit we'd given Rita is no good. We'd be counting those higher than the roots long before she summoned whatever a tiger had dreamed of. I hardly wondered if my past life would march before me as I sank beneath the scum. I listened to the chattering of the telegraph keys that talked to the enemy carrier. And then...
Got the weights down by the boat, Lieutenant. Can put them on these tunnels when they're down there.
All right, Jibber. You gentlemen will excuse me if I don't go down to the boat with you. I have business here. Jibber and the others will see to it that you get a good launch.
If there's any justice anywhere, you drop dead right now,
Lieutenant. Sorry, can't oblige you, no. Happy hire.
Mind you, I'll stop it!
Warning signal. Someone's coming. Close the wall. Start the light. Mr. Brakeford, Harry.
Don't tell me what to do, you
don't try to out Dolan alive. I'm at the door with a gun.
Oh, you're mad, Sergeant Dolan.
The hyacinth patrol.
What?
Come in and get us, buddy.
The hyacinth patrol gathered more than blossoms that night. Nugent and the other enemy agents were rounded up. The whole canal zone alerted for attack. The enemy carrier found and destroyed. And all because little Rita went for aid the moment we started the Jibber's cabin. I didn't see Tiger Dolan for a few days, and then...
I can't tell you how sorry I am taking what I did about you.
Oh, Tiger. Forget it, Tiger boy. After all, how are you to know I was just trying to play the time?
Those brass hats, I guess they butted you up plenty, huh?
Yes, yes. Very embarrassing. As a rule, the authorities aren't quite as cordial.
You know, they're creating the highest patrol of the air to guard the canal.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I made the gun crew in one of them.
Well, good for you, Tiger Boy.
Oh, good for you, Harry. You know, I never had a friend like you.
Oh, I would have done it for anyone, Tiger Boy.
Look, would you be best man at our wedding?
I beg your pardon?
Rita wants you, too.
Well, I'm sorry, old boy, but I'm taking the next ship out.
Are you kidding? It's in the lock now.
Well, then I'm on it. Goodbye, Tiger Boy. Happy hunting. Happy hyacinth. And happy honeymoon.
Harry Lyme returns in just a moment. Ship waving goodbye to the young couple, Rita and Tiger Boy. So sad, me all alone on the boat, going mournfully off into the sunset. But the fact is, I wasn't leveling with you. The fact is, I wasn't alone. The lady's name, you may remember, was Lola. I persuaded her, without having put up much of an argument, that the big ditch with all its hyacinths wasn't really worthy of her charms. What happened after that is another story which old Uncle Harry will be glad to give you in full some other time. Goodbye now.